Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, it's comedian Joe Dombrowski. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
And now the Bob and Tom Show presents the only radio show of its kind devoted to the lifestyle that is the bass guitar with your host, Mark Christopher Rohrman.
Bass Talk.
The Bass Talk Show. Marcus, you got something for us today?
There was this bass player. And he was sitting in a bar just getting really, really drunk. He was mad at the world.
Yeah.
He had been fired from his latest job. Mad at everyone. Just angry, drinking. So he leaves the bar. He's very, very drunk. He's walking down the street. And across the street is a nun walking the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bass player runs across the street, knocks her down, and just starts kicking her and hitting her and going crazy.
A drunk bass player.
A drunk bass player. And he looks down and says, "You're not so tough now, are you, Batman?"
This is why we get mail. That's it for our show.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Special guest Frank Caliendo. I'm Chick, and I have a bone to pick, I think, with Tom.
Let me just do so. I got to do a proper plug.
All right.
It's frankonstage.com to get tickets to this club tour that Frank is doing. I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting the name of it.
Did you
what
spray something like?
Did you Febreze?
No. Like,
okay. Whoever who did went it? Berserk.
I did. Ace? I did the lobby.
Oh,
you did the building.
You made it worse.
Wow.
I don't know what the ventilation is, but like I said, the popcorn smell came all the way up here from the back of the building.
Now, we need to explain. Oh. Ace burned the popcorn, so the building stinks.
Well, no, that's not true. Ace did not burn the popcorn.
Microwave did.
The microwave burned the popcorn.
I'm sorry. Okay.
He followed the recipe.
Yeah, I can smell. I smell the perfume now, yeah.
I would have preferred the popcorn. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it was dissipating, but.
And then he took the popcorn out. I watched him because I thought he was leaving. I go, "Are you leaving already?" And he goes, "No, I had an incident."
I burned my breakfast popcorn.
Yeah. No. Taking it out to the dumpster.
Now, Frank, to underscore stereotypes, which is one of my favorite things, you're of Italian heritage. Do you wear a lot of cologne?
No, but my son, who's more Italian than me, definitely does. Because I'm only half Italian. My son's three quarters because my wife is fully Italian.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will get in his car, and it's like he's there with me. Like I got to move his car in the driveway or something. Like, Joey, are you
around?
That's
brutal.
Where are you?
And then, I'm over here, Dad. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Where'd your neck go? What's happening to you? You know, the more Italian you get, the higher the shoulders get. And that's my brother-in-law. It's like, hey, Frank, how's it going? Is everything all right? You look good. You look good.
What, are you trying to listen to your shoulders? What are you doing?
What's happening here?
You don't even need earmuffs. That's a great thing. Natural selection in Italy. I didn't know it was so cold.
Hey, everything going on here.
Frank, we'd like to challenge you. Okay. Rather than have any prepared material, I like to present you with something. And today I thought we would go back to one of the classics from the world of baseball. Of course, I'm talking about the...
You're saying take me out to the ball game?
No, that would be too easy.
Holy cow, that would be easy.
One of the great poems of all time, I'm sure you're familiar with, Ernest Lawrence Thayer.
ELT, man.
The Harvard,
did a tremendous job.
The Harvard man who put the E's in Casey's Manor, I believe, is the name of the essay. Casey at the Bat, of course.
Never heard of that until you brought it up once.
You've never heard of Casey at the Bat?
Never heard of it.
Really?
No.
There is no joy in Mudville?
I don't know. Honest to God, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. I said, some of your MILF friends probably have said to their boyfriends after a certain thing, hey, there's no joy in Mudville. But that's a different...
Oh, my God.
I think with this, we've...
I think it was.
We've set a new record for reference on this show. Casey at the Bat. Was from 1888.
No.
It's the most famous baseball poem ever.
Congratulations.
You've heard of it, right, Ace?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's the most famous baseball poem ever.
Yes.
And there's a lot of baseball programs.
That's right. Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of baseball poems, and this is the best one. And no better way to celebrate March Madness, the biggest basketball game of the year.
Than to talk baseball.
Well, okay. Is there a good basketball poem?
I don't know. We could look.
No.
Nipsey Russell maybe has
one. Here's an idea. Or we could just talk to Frank.
No. That's unreasonable.
I'm at home. Everybody fighting around me.
I'm not going to let Frank come in here and just do his thing.
No, God, no.
We could sneak into it organically.
No. Forced virability. That's the key.
I don't know the key here. We used to be the... Just the corner of spontaneous and behavior.
Yeah,
and
we
now
used to.
We're...
Well, see, now the spontaneity comes in here because I'm going to shout out...
Because we're all going to kill you.
You can shout out various names of famous people that Frank does his impressions of.
So the opposite of spontaneous. It's me telling you what to do.
Exactly. No, but it's spontaneous for Frank because he has to switch gears and do it. Oh, this may fail.
We did one that did fail, and I thought it was over, but now we're back.
Right back in, baby.
We did that one that was viral.
Yeah, the piano man.
The piano man, and then it was. We're back at it. Here we go. I'm ready.
Ready, Frank? Once again, this is a Casey at the Bat.
Change them quickly. Change them quickly, because some of them are not that good.
Wait a minute now. You said this is Casey at the Bat. First, walk me through what a poem is. Maybe you should describe that.
This has some tricky rhymes.
See, I think we should shout out voices we don't know if he can do it or not.
That'd be funny.
That would be a showstopper. I'll do that at the end of my shows. I'll ask people, you can send, if you came here to listen to me do something specific and I didn't get to it because I've been explaining too much as Morgan Freeman or doing too much Trump or wandering around too much as Joe Biden, throw it out. But it has to be somebody that I do because I'm more of a magician than a wizard.
Yes. Right. Very
These
good.
Things are right. card tricks. You have to work them over and over, and it takes a ton of repetition. I can't just conjure up something I've never done. And then there'll be like three or four that I do, like, you know, major ones. And then there's, you know, I don't do Robin Williams in the show because it gets an oh my goodness, you knew. We weren't even going to try it.
We miss our favorite person.
And that's exactly what it is. Patch Adams couldn't save me. You know? So I did. But when people call it out, for some reason, there isn't as much of an awe. Sure, they like it. If I were to present it myself, people get like that, ooh, he's doing that. But when somebody else... But then there will be a bunch of people that I've never even fathomed doing. And then there's like a Spiro Agnew. And I'm like, I don't know.
All right.
Avril Harriman.
We'll do what
we
know.
You were in his show.
I think there are some Tom people.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
We'll just shout out the ones we know you know.
Yeah, that's right. The best way to
How about Leonard Maltin?
Glenn Close. Michelle Pfeiffer. Can
Just
you do
impossible?
A lot of those I'd love to, but I.
Judy Garland on her deathbed.
My Aunt Nancy.
Now, do you want the music or do you want to do it to a cappella?
I don't care.
Okay.
This thing's doomed. So
okay. It's gonna be great.
I love it. I love trying to dig myself out of.
Okay, there we go. Josh, do you want to start the rotation?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just let Frank go.
Really spontaneous. Wait a second. Josh is one of the quickest people I know, one of the wittiest people I've ever met who always has something, and you blanked there.
No, I didn't blank. I chose to
you
go.
You chose
there.
To. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I say we start with someone who's been in the news lately, as if it's okay with you. ladies and gentlemen, reading Casey at the Bat, we have Tracy Morgan.
Oh, that's crazy. I was going to barf this thing out myself. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day, just like the outlook wasn't brilliant for that food poison I had that went away.
It did go away.
See what I did there? I rhymed it. That's crazy. I said switch them fast, and Tom didn't get that part.
William Shatner.
Hi, yes. Jeff Goldblum and William Shatner. The score stood 4-2, but with one inning left to play. And then with Cooney died at first and Barrows did the same, the pall-like silence fell upon the patron.
Donald Trump.
The straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to the hope which springs eternal.
All right, this is the problem. No one knows this.
Nobody knows this.
Quite frankly, there's a lot of words in this I would never say.
It's from 1888. Yeah.
Everyone's familiar with Casey the Bat, but not familiar. Okay.
There's a tremendous amount of people that are right now saying this is probably the best baseball poem. What do I say program? I can't say poem. It's the best baseball poem in the history of probably history.
Okay, why don't you skip to where there's already there's two strikes.
Oh, my.
Bottom of the ninth.
Mess.
Ready?
That would be the last page?
Yes.
It's amazing.
So you're kind of going in like Elon Musk and cleaning it up right now. That's what you're doing.
Yes. Go to...
write five things down that you
saw. Well, now do Biden. We go from Trump to
Biden. Folks, come on. What are we doing? Folks, should I young man grow up?
Go to where the sneer is gone from Casey's lip. Now Casey's serious.
I don't have AI. I can't just... Do you think I have a
10 lines from the bottom.
I have never heard you ruin anything more effectively.
I mean, this could go viral for all the wrong reasons, is what could happen here.
No, don't worry. It won't.
Are we still on Biden?
Folks, come on.
Come on.
Folks.
No, sir, we're still in here.
Joe.
Joe, over here, Joe.
Joe, he's still Mr. President. You got to call him Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. Biden.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Biden.
He's out in the hallway now.
Okay, very good.
He's out in the hallway.
Okay, have a seat. There we go. Okay. Joe Biden is back. Line 10, Joe.
I think now we're greeted.
Move on. That's the big laugh you're supposed to go out on.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry.
And somewhere men are laughing and somewhere children shout, but there is no joy in Mudville. This bit has just struck out.
And you didn't want to do it. Thank you very much. Frank Caliendo, ladies and gentlemen.
I declare that a success.
Yeah, he really did.
A lot of laughs. We had a good time.
That's better than what was going on before it, guys.
Exactly.
Okay, go back to Christy Lee. What have we missed in the world of news, Christy Lee?
U.S. Customs officers in Indianapolis intercepted counterfeit Botox shipments.
Counterfeit. I like that.
According to the agency, three of the four packages came from Great Britain and were manifested as marketing product samples, while one from Indonesia was labeled as cosmetic preparations. $8,500 worth of counterfeit Botox was apprehended.
Hmm. We've had a bunch of stories about this fake Botox. Is it really Botox, but like watered down or not?
I don't know.
FDA approved or something?
I would never, ever do that. That's not my thing.
But it was labeled cosmetic preparations.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the name of your high school band?
It was.
Weren't you in my band? Cosmetic preparations.
I play bass.
Have you ever had the Botox?
No. I don't like needles. You know that.
I read an article about it. They said that some of it is actually watered down.
That would make sense.
I've never had that either.
What was Botox invented for? For migraines?
It's botulism. Use it to treat.
It's poison, right? Yeah, wasn't migraines. That the famous Vichyssoise soup or something?
Yeah.
Botulism?
Yeah.
So they're doing fake face poison? That's what people are doing?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're selling a vial of Botox. Let's say it goes for $120. They water it down and still sell it to you for $120, but they're making more money because they can make more vials.
Oh, right. Okay. But we had the thing about men were putting Botox into their male members.
Yes.
I haven't heard about that at all. Really?
Yeah, we had that story. If you might have been gone. That it was just a couple weeks ago.
How would that help in any way?
I think it straightens the wrinkles in your sac.
Oh, it was in the sacular area?
I think so, yeah.
Who is there anybody who actually gets that good a look at their junk on a weekly basis, monthly basis?
Does anyone care that much?
Right? No.
Yeah, everyone knows.
It's there, and you scrub it. But
your scrote's going to scrote.
Yeah.
Scrote's got to scrote.
I mean, it's not a beauty contest, is it? I mean, no.
There might be a ball competition out there.
Oh, really?
Boy, here he is.
Absolutely.
Mr. Smooth Ball.
Every Thursday, it's amateur ball night at the Ramrod Lounge.
I'm going to go, Mr. Testicle.
I like the more subtle. Oh, yeah, okay. That is more subtle.
Yeah, they are. It's being done, according to this news account. But I know we had this story. I didn't give it to you because I thought it was fake. But then I heard it again on the national news the other day. Did you see this thing about the comedy club in Britain supposedly is banning audience members who have used Botox on their face?
No.
That can't be real.
That
I saw that.
I've seen this article. How do you know someone's had Botox?
Well, what's the idea?
It says a comedy club in Britain is banning audience members with Botox due to.
Who's this guy?
I don't.
I like you.
This is BS.
Why? What are they claiming?
Because they're expressionless? It's to get people to talk about it. It has to be. Yeah.
What are they saying?
They're claiming that the people.
They can't laugh.
Botox can't laugh. They can't move their faces.
Okay. Jesus, it took us 20 minutes to get to why they...
Right?
That's because you kept interrupting me.
Yeah, I did.
Club owner Mark Rossman...
Just you wait.
Said, hey, anybody want to hear the middle of Casey at the bat?
Yeah, I never heard before.
What is that, line 6 to line 10? Yeah.
The club owner says, I've had numerous complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement and have it bounce off. This is complete
BS. There's no way you can tell if somebody, just by looking... I mean, you think you can, but you can't.
Okay.
You can't judge someone like that. Event, maybe they're sourpusses.
Watch out for the fake, whatever it is, scrotox, they call it. They really do call it scrotox.
For the
scrotum,
The doctor, and they have to inject it down there. Yep. So can you imagine that the doctor goes, you're going to feel a small prick. So are you, doc. But let's move forward.
We have an update on Rogaine making a comeback as a hair loss pill.
Here we go.
Under its generic name, minoxidil. Back in the 90s, you'll remember the ads for Rogaine, the topical solution that purported to help treat thinning hair when applied to the scalp. But now, dermatologists have increasingly been prescribing the drug minoxidil in low-dose pills to help men and women maintain or regrow hair. The practice follows several recent studies suggesting the ingredient works as well or possibly better when swallowed rather than applied to hair follicles on the head.
I heard on... Joe Rogaine's podcast.
Did you?
It was great. Yeah, he's
Jamie, pull up that hair. Oh my God, that's effing nuts. That's crazy.
Very good. Very good.
I think we have time to do something very special for Frank.
Okay.
I don't think Frank is aware of this. There is an art form that apparently is long gone called diddling. This is, I think you're gonna like this a lot.
Yeah, sounds like
this is a recording from 1974. This was a competition in the UK.
You are the most accidentally funny person ever. we tell him that every day, and he still just be super serious. Just be as serious as you can be.
He still tries to prepare the hell out of it, and that's not the funny part. Is him just doing this stuff?
Oh, is it Scotland? I'm sorry. Yeah. This is real.
Is this me? Should I do this?
Yes, play this.
Okay, here's the diddling champion. This is a guy
on stage. And there's an audience there listening.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like an audience of one or two.
It's a packed house.
Really?
Yes.
It was a packed house.
Gotta be quiet for the diddling.
Do we have the video? Oh, Jason's looking for it.
It is.
You have to see it.
So funny. And
they have BBC commentators covering it on television.
This was a real competition. Because it sounds like an American cartoon.
It did not sound, and it's probably tougher than you think, but that didn't sound like,
It was difficult at all.
Something anybody could do.
That's exactly what we said. We all did it.
I'm doing this Charles Barkley.
How would Shatner do it?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.